From the corner of his eye, Wira had seen the sword flash, saw the two unsuspecting terrorists fall. He turned toward Anya, and her own eyes flew wide in amazement. She ran past him. The assassin, who had crept in through the window by the head of the great bed, launched himself at the Sultan's unprotected back, his sword upraised in both hands. Anya simply pushed her sword out in front of her as she reached the foot of the bed. She saw the eyes go huge and round above the black facial wrapping as his momentum carried him down, impaling him on the blade. The black-clad man fell full atop her, and the air rushed from her lungs. The light went out of his astonished, pain-filled eyes as he died. Anya's blood was so supercharged with adrenaline that even having the air forced from her lungs could not slow her down. She drew her knees up beneath the man on her chest, then drove upward with all the strength of her long, lean, muscled legs. The corpse was driven right up the straight length of her blade and off to fall to one side. Anya felt a flash like a burn along her right shin and realized she'd cut herself on the sword. She paid no mind. Arching her back, she jackknifed herself to her feet and saw a man charging in from her left. Anya spun to face him, flinging up her sword. She whipped her shin up between his legs. She whipped her blade free and cut him down as he bent over himself. Glancing back over her shoulder, Anya saw two men rushing at Wira. He swung the sword in his left hand up, knocking aside the weapon hacking at his head. His own sword slashed downward across the masked face. The second would-be assassin came a step behind his comrade. Wira pulled the sword held in his right hand to his right across his body. The left-hand blade blocked the attacker's sword. His right-hand sword swung up and chopped down. It split the black turban and the skull beneath. The remaining nocturnal killers fell back to regroup. Wira glanced back over his bare shoulder at Anya. He showed her a somewhat manic grin. They were still outnumbered 7-2 by the black-swathed swordsman.
You do have unlooked-for talents, Miss Creed.
I'll cover this side of the room.
They stood back to back as the assassins darted in, trying to strike. Anya chopped down to cut through a blade slashing at her side. The swordsman fell over backward to avoid her counterattack. It worked. She didn't dare break away from the young Sultan for fear of being surrounded. Anya dared not look behind at Wira's handiwork as two men lunged for her, one from her left, the other coming around to the side of the bed to attack from as far to her right as he could. She parried a slash from the man to her left. The man to her right thrust at her vulnerable side, but anticipating his attack, she was already wheeling toward him. She parried with the flat of her sword, blade down. The cutlass slid just past her hip. Cat quick, the man drew. Anya sensed more than saw the attacker to her left moving on her again. She pivoted, whipping up the point of her sword, stepping into her assailant and thrusting. Anya caught him with arm upraised and slid her sword into his belly. The man brought his arm forward and down in a desperate hack at Anya's skull. She caught him right beneath the elbow of his sword arm with her left hand. Then she used her assailant's own momentum to hurl him past her by his arm, and the 3 feet of steel thrust through his stomach. He slammed into his partner as that man attacked. Anya ripped her sword free as the two men fell in a tangle. Another assassin charged. She turned and engaged him in a crashing, ringing exchange of cuts. Men in battle dress burst into the room through the Sultan's open door, and Anya spun to look even as she fenced with her foe. They carried MP5 machine pistols. Anya parried high, then released her sword. She front-kicked her opponent in the chest, and he staggered back. The palace guardsmen opened fire, chopping down the man Anya had kicked, as well as the remaining assassins still on their feet. The man who had fallen under his skewered comrade threw the body off him, leapt up, and tried to bolt to the open window. Just as the assassin leaped, one of the guards whipped his barrel in his direction. The man's hands flew outward, and he toppled forward out the window. A guardsman ran to the window to look out after him. Others came crowding in through the door. Some moved swiftly to examine the fallen assassins. Others stopped to stare open-mouthed at Anya.
What? What is it, Wira?
Look at yourself.
Anya stood in a t-shirt and underwear, her long legs fully exposed. She was covered in blood. She looked up at him, wide-eyed.
Well, this is the next fashion trend.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.